We are learning Maseches Daran Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Gimel Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We saw this line in the Mishnah before, the Gemara before, a few blad ago. Begeres Shoshas Yud Beis Chodesh Va'amon Olamad Yoyim. If we have a Begeres, and the Gemara Taish before meant like this, Begeres and Vishoshas Yud Beis Chodesh, or means a Naira who waited 12 months and didn't get married yet, Va'amon Olamad Yoyim 30 days. So now, even though usually Arusa does not get mezainis from her husband, but before Nisuan, but if she waits this amount of time and he still didn't marry her, then he starts getting mezainis. So at this point, this Arusa is getting mezainis. So usually our Arus cannot do a hafara himself, but once he starts being chayiv mezainis, he can be mefer himself. A baal cannot be mefer until chuppah, until they actually get married. But before the chuppah, even though he's starting to give her mezainis ready, he cannot be mefer as the darim. Now, what are we talking about here? By begeres, obviously, it's someone who's not in the father's reshus anymore. The begeres is not in the father's reshus anymore. So usually, an oris cannot. No one can be mefer in the darim. Not her father, because she's a begeres. She's out of her father's reshus, and an oris can't do it himself. But after 12 months, the oris could do it himself because it's like an asua. Let me ask you a question. Let's say we're talking about someone who's still a naira and she's still under her father's shush. So how does that work? The first 12 months, they both could do it. Now, after 12 months, she leaves the father's shush. So it's mashma and the ran that yes, that after 12 months, when he starts giving her mezainis, she will leave the father's shush. Like the ran says, yofer levade b'loy shutfasa da'av. We have to shutfasa da'av. It's not muchachas rashi, but even though the svarim, the chashleima, and others bring a rai from this ran. But like upon him, The it's mavuya here, l'chari in the sugya, that even if she's under the reshus of her father still, once we reach the zman of mezainis, she leaves the father's reshus, and the husband could do the hafara himself, even though he's only a aris. So that's the machlekes, it's all fear of Eliezer. But Chama argues, say no, you have to be actually in a sua. It's not enough to be chayiv mezainis. And Al Gemara will explain a little bit the pshat and Rabbi Eliezer, we'll get there soon. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, or Mr. Rishayna, Omru Dov Echad. Rabbah learned like this, that Eliezer and Mr. Rishayna held the same thing. That they held that when it comes time to get married and you start giving mezainis, then it's considered like an asua for certain things, even though she's not beveis baila. Rabbi Eliezer, here we see the Gabi Afara, and Mr. Rishayna is the following halacha. The Tanan, we give a psula 12 months to get herself ready for the chasana. Once it reaches 12 months, echelos mishaloi, va'echelos b'tshuma. Once it reaches 12 months, she eats mishaloi from the husband, va'echelos b'tshuma. She also eats tshuma. That means even though we know that Arusa does not eat tshuma, which you should know is only the Rabbanon, because really, midiraisa, kinyan kasboi, once she gets a kedushin, she can start eating tshuma. She's not a kohen, she's not a kehenes. And her husband is a kohen. Once she gets a kedushin from her husband, she can start eating tshuma. But Midrabban only said she can't eat tshuma for two reasons. Either Mishum Simpon, which means that we're worried that he will find on her a mum, and it'll be a mekach tayis, and then she lands up eating tshuma illegally, and that's a problem, it's a chiv misa. Or, reason number two is that since she's still at home by kedushin, she might feed her family tshuma. Therefore, she's not eating tshuma. But upon him, after 12 months, it says in the Mishnah Rishayna, that she starts eating mezainis, she starts eating tshuma. What's the reason she starts eating tshuma? I would just say there's two reasons why she starts eating tshuma. So the reason is because both reasons don't apply anymore. Why not? Because after she starts eating mezainis, then she gets her own spat. She doesn't live at home anymore regularly because she's getting mezainis from her husband. She's not eating in the dining room with the rest of the family. She gets her own mezainis. Therefore, she won't feed her brothers and sisters. And also, before someone lays out such money of giving mezainis, he checks her out with other people, with kravim, to see if she has any mumun. Other people check her out to see if there's any mumun. Al-Kabam, therefore, after 12 months, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, she could eat mezainis. So again, you're basically chayish chuma. Give chuma after 12 months. Once she got to get mezainis, she give chuma according to the Mishnah Rishayna. This is the Mishnah Rishayna learning. Now again, you're basically chayish b'shalay chalas b'chuma. Aval ha'yavam ain't a meichel b'chuma. A yavam is not meichel b'chuma. Why not? Because a yavam, the Gemara darshins, that's not called kinyan kaspay. We said that midaraisa oris is chuma, and therefore it's after 12 months you can start in chuma because midaraisa is chuma. But by a yavam, it says in the pasuk kinyan kaspay v'loy kinyan achav. That's the drasha we make. And a yavam is kinyan on this isha is from the brother, not from his money. And therefore, since right now they didn't get married yet, she's still a shemeres yavam. So then the halach is that that's only considered like a less than a arusa, and she will not eat mezainas. So, oh, what about also shishichadash b'frei abal? She was 6 months waiting for the baal, and then her husband died. Halacha is even after kedushin, there's still a din yibum. So also shishichadash b'frei abal, v'shichadash b'frei yavam. Then her husband died, and she's waiting for the yavam another 6 months or 12 months altogether. I feel a kum b'frei abal chasu yamechad, or 11 months and 28 days in front of the baal, and then he died. And this is like or all the days she waited for yavam, all these cases in a chalas b'tshuma, because again by the yavam you don't need tshuma. Zoom, Mr. Shaina. This is Mr. Shaina. Now, what would happen if she waited 12 months by the husband and she started eating truma and then he died? Does she continue eating truma by the yavam or not? So, pashtus the loss of the gemara will be mashma. She does. Because it only if it's 11 months, 28 days. Mashma full nap. So, that's where Bayit Tam learns. If you look at the in between lines of the Ran, right after the narrow lines, says Vein Kain Das Rei Tam Del Dafka Chosu Yerechad Avi Imachosim Kulam Fnei Abal Eichels B'Shal Yavam. The Nehi the Yavam Ain Maichel. Even if Yavam is not Maichel, Miu Loi Mafsedam Midi Machmasay. She doesn't lose her power to Yitzuma because of the Yavam. And the Rishonim speak out even more that according to Rei Tam, he holds the drasha. What?
Not because of the Yavam, her husband died.
Her husband died, right? So the Rebbein Tam speaks out that Kinyi Kaspa is now derived, Loi Kinyi Racham is now derived to the Gedrasha. Really, with the rice also the Yavam would eat. Akapalim say here, if she starts eating ready by the Baal, she'll continue eating over there. But the Ran himself argues, and the Ran himself, not out of the Ran argues, the Ran may hold Rebbein Tam. I mean, the Ran himself brings down the Rashi Masechtas Ksubis, that says that even if it's Kula Ifnei Baal, they don't eat. He does not eat Chumo B'Shoshu Yavam, again, like you're saying, because it's not a kidney kaspoy, and therefore he doesn't eat Chumo Yavam. Why to pick this case of Chasa Echad? Because we don't want a case where she started eating already. That's why we said such a case. But upon him, it's a him what's the halacha in such a case. And actually, I saw, brought down from the Meiri, because I never even thought of this. Let's say you have someone who's an Asur, she's eating Chumo for 30 years, and her husband dies, and she falls for the Yavam. Could she continue eating Chumo? She doesn't have any kids, obviously. Could she eat Chumo? The Meiri says, "Talking about the time and Rashi." I would think someone went first somewhere about that, but as he says, if you have an Asua who dies and he falls by the oven, it's this machlek is time and Rashi. If you eat chumana, what is he brought the kain? Yeah, but they still didn't marry yet. There's the man when they're married, so waiting for the oven, you lose your chance to eat chuma. If you marry time, you eat. You don't lose it because of the oven. According to Rashi, you lose it. The big chiddush. Akapanim. That's all, Mr. Rishayna. So what do we see from the Mr. Rishayna that's a gate to us? We see from the Mr. Rishayna that after 12 months, she started eating Chumah. So Gemara says, that's Rabbi Eliezer. It's the same thing like Rabbi Eliezer. And Bezdin Shal Achareim Amru, Eini Isha Chalas B'Chumah, Shekana Zechupah. But Bezdin Achareim, which means Mishta Achareina, says that Isha does not eat Chumah until Chupah. Now, why not? We just said the reason why, yeah. The reason why not? Because still worry about Simpun and Achiyah V'Ima. Because this man, the Mishta Achareina said, no, even the Simpun doesn't get taken care of until you actually get married. That's the way it is. Until you actually get married.
Even by
Yavam? What? No, it's not the Yavam yet. No, it's talking about by a regular Isha. Until she actually gets married, we're still worried about Simpon. And therefore, after 12 months of waiting, and starting in Mezainas, we said before, as far as you're not going to give Mezainas until you check her out. But Bedika's Chutz, which means Bedika from the outside, is not called a Bedika. And therefore, it won't work. And also, maybe it's still Chayshish Fa'acheva Amel. So, like upon him, the Miss Mishta Achrein. Now, what's our Gemara saying? Rav Eliezer is like the Mishnah Rishayna. What does Rav Eliezer say about the Mishnah Rishayna? So Gemara thinks right now that if not that there was such an idea of a deraisa dekadin that by after mezainis you start going into Rishus Rabal, we would not let you eat chuma. Even though the whole din of chuma is only derabbanan dekadin. But right now Gemara thinks that they made a chizik l'devrayim like deraisa. They always make their derabbanan like deraisa. If there wouldn't be a deraisa dekadin of nesua, she wouldn't be able to start eating chuma. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah Rishayna said the same exact thing. So Gemara says, no. No. And through this, we also find that pshat on Rabbi Eliezer. Omalei Abaye. Dil malohi. No shaykhs. Ad kan lo kash vina Mishnah Rishayna el mecha b'chuma derabbanan. The only thing you hear from Mishnah Rishayna is that she gave chuma because the whole issa was derabbanan. So we take off the issa derabbanan by 12 months. Avadarm deraisa emaloi. What do you see? He holds a Rav Eliezer. He can make for the darm deraisa. You have to remember the darm are deraisa. Hafaras darm is deraisa tegadin. But deraisa oris cannot do hafaras darm. So you see, if you don't see anything from there, from the case of simpon, the case of chuma, there it's a halacha. They waive the derabbanan after 12 months, but it's not a riot to deraisa. So you can say that way. You can say all the way also. Maybe Dorim is different. Maybe he could even shtim with the Mishnah Achrayna. Because like a Pinchas. Rav Pinchas says, Omar, anyone who is a Nederes is Aldas Baila. And once she starts getting Mizoinis, she does it Aldas Baila. She's not Aldas Baila. Maybe Truma can't even do Rabbana. So now we're coming out. What's the Svar on Rabbi Eliezer? The Svar on Rabbi Eliezer is, not because she's in a suah after just getting mezainis. The svara is because you have a din of kol nederes, adas baile nederes. Now, what is that svara? So the pashtus is that this svara is that any time you sign the getting mezainis, so then you are doing it adas baile, and therefore they can make for the darim. Therefore, it comes out like this. Let's say something called kedusha ketana, which is only the rabbanon. Let's say a father does not marry off a daughter, but it's a nesu, her brother or her mother marries her off. What's the halacha? It's only the rabbanim. That means you have here this girl, she's a yisayma, she's 12 years old, she's not 12 years, she's 11 and a half years old, she's making the darim ready, she's 11 and a half, and her mother marries her off to the husband. Okay? It's only the rabbanim. She makes a neder. Her neder is chal deraisa, because she's mufla, samach, leish, leisha, and her neder works. Could the husband make for the darim or not? Even after nesua, couldn't do it. Zokt around, Lefidus Gemara, yeah. Because the whole var is Adas Baal and Nederes. And therefore, it don't have to be a din Baal Midaraisa. It's enough if you have that Adas Baal and Nederes. The Divaran says, it'll work over there. That's the Pshat. It'll come out. Even by the Rabbanon, even there, it'll work. And he says, not only that, he says that the Rabbanon agreed to that. He says, this that we said, that time of the Rabbanon of Pinchas, is not that Rabbanon don't hold the Rabbanon Pinchas. The Rabbanon also hold the Rabbanon Pinchas. Because you see, by this case, by the Suri Ketana, he'll agree. What they're arguing is that Rabbanon hold, that giving Mezoinus alone is not enough. You have to be actually married. That's the thing. The Rabbanon are arguing on Das Bailo, huh? Huh? The Rabbanon?
The
blood
makes
a split.
The
because he's talking about Mizoinus. Now she starts supporting her. No, he's a provider. Once he's the provider, then he thinks about her husband. Until that, not. That this is taking care of her. But the Rabbanon, no, it has to be actually an Asua. But once it's an Asua, even if it's a Riktana, Rabbanon will agree. That's the Ran comes out. So Ran says, someone learn from here that if I say, I'm making a Neda, Adas Moshi. That's how I say. So Allah is, he can be made for it. Moshi can be made for my Nadarim. That's what it says, because there's a Das Baila. That's what some wanted to say. Zok, the Ran, it's a Toyas Nehira. Why? The Ran says, it's not Stam Adin that anytime you say Adas Chaveroi, it works. That's not Pshat. It's when it's a Baal, when it's a husband, so then if it's Adas, it'll work. So even though Aris usually is not enough of a husband, but if you have to reach the level of being a husband that has a Das Baila, that's enough. And that's also why. By a ketan also. It's a husband that has a das baila. Once you have a baal that's called a das baila, you have a baal who gets to the situation, the closeness, she does it a das baila, then you have it in a fara. It brings a raya. Because says, you can't just say, I don't want it. You have to say lashon hafara. The Gemara talks about different lashonis. You have to say the right lashon. So if it was just a tenai that has to be al das mis, whatever I say, it works. No, it's a din afara. It's a din afara. The Torah is saying it's a din afara of the husband. The way it works, the gather advar works, it works with the gather of al das by law in ideres, by dafka by husband. Therefore, there's no shaykhis to a chaveroi. That's how the Ran comes out.